Hello, welcome to our YouTube channel. In this video, we will talk about the project team and their responsibilities in a project. First, let's define what a project team is. Yes, Mr. Izgi, can you please tell our audiences the definition of a project team?
Yep. A project team consists of people who generally support the project manager. They perform the physical work to produce the project output. They make plans related to this goal. They interact with customers and other stakeholders, such as sellers and business partners. They help figure out the requirements. The structure of the team varies depending on many things like location, culture, project goal, and so on. The team members can be working full-time or part-time in the project. They can have, of course, different types of skill sets.
Okay, can you give us more information about this, please?
Obviously, the team needs enough relevant skills to perform the project work. The project manager would want to avoid the single point of failure cases. A single point of failure case occurs when only one single resource has the needed skill to perform a particular type of work. Therefore, generalizing specialists are valuable because they have a core competency and general skills in other areas that can support the project's objectives.
Thank you. I want to learn the differences between project team and project management team or staff. Let's say, what are their differences?
The project management staff performs managerial activities such as time and cost management, monitoring and controlling activities, coordination, risk management, and so on. Usually, the project team members aren't completely involved in the managerial activities.
I see. Does a project manager always need a project management staff? In what kind of projects do we need project management staff?
Well, if the project team consists of many people, they have to form a sub-team consisting of, say, 10 to 15 people. Then the leaders of the sub-teams form the project management team.
Yes. Mr. Izgi, can you give information about how a project team is built? Are there any special techniques to assign resources to a project?
Yes. There are many techniques, for example, face-to-face interviews, using surveys, conducting an exam, using hands-on performance-based activities, helping other people for evaluations. These are called focus groups, and so on.
Thank you. Using these techniques, what are the criteria commonly used?
First, the experience is important. The team members must have the relevant experience. Related to this, the team members' knowledge is also important. Of course, the team members should have relevant skills. Another important thing to consider is the attitude, the ability to work with the other people smoothly. When needed, the physical location, I mean the time zones, and factors related to this are also important, which will shape the communication requirements of the project in the future.
Okay. What's a project manager's expectation from a team member?
And the team members should have an ambition to work in the project so that they can focus on the work. They shouldn't consider the project work as an additional unwanted workload. Open communications and effective collaboration are critical. They should trust each other. They should be willing to give commitment. They should respect each other too.
Okay. What are the differences between the agile and traditional approach as far as the project team is concerned?
In the traditional approach, the project manager assigns tasks to the team members and monitors them. The project manager would use tools like the work breakdown structure, responsibility assignment matrix, also called RACI matrix, detailed project schedule, and so on. In an agile approach, the team is informed about the goal of the project, high-level roadmap, and intermediate aims. The tools used can be a product backlog or a sprint backlog in the case of Scrum. Based on these, the project team decides about the assignments internally. This type of team is called self-managing team or self-organizing team.
Okay. There are important differences between the two approaches. We covered a small portion of them in this video. We will talk about the other in the following videos. On the other hand, we mentioned some terms like work breakdown structure, race metrics, product backlog, and sprint backlog. These terms will be explained in the following videos also.
Sure, we'll do it.
In this video, we aimed to inform our audiences about the project team members. This is our first video. We will continue to publish similar videos in the coming days. Please do not forget to subscribe to our channel and like our videos. Hope to see you in next video.
Bye-bye.
Bye.